The pages of a book are filled with great adventures, stories of everlasting love, heartbreak, and the classic whodunit. Explore them all with your host, Laura Young. Welcome to Read Astray.
Hello, I'm Laura, a middle school reading teacher and an avid reader in general. Welcome to Read Astray, a podcast designated to reviewing different books. In this episode, I will be featuring the book Mobituaries by Mo Rocca. Emmy winner Mo Rocca is a correspondent for CBS Sunday Morning and a frequent panelist on NPR's hit weekly show, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, both shows I thoroughly enjoy. Mo spent four seasons as a correspondent on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. He created and hosted Cooking Channel's My Grandmother's Ravioli, in which he learned to cook from grandparents across America. Mo began his career in TV as a writer and a producer for the Emmy and Peabody-winning PBS children's series Wishbone. Some of you may remember Wishbone. He was a wisecracking Jack Russell that took viewers through a retelling of classic stories such as Ivanhoe or The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Currently, Mo Rocca hosts the Henry Ford's Innovation Nation Saturday mornings on CBS. Additionally, he has a podcast series by the same title as the book, Mobituaries. It is quite enjoyable to hear Mo tell these stories. The title is a play on words combining Mo's name and the word obituary, an obituary being a notice of death, typically including a brief biography of the deceased person. Mo Rocca writes obituaries for people who have been ignored or missed, as well as for things and places and events that have come and gone, but need to be recognized. These mobituaries are quirky, of course, and fun and oddly informative. A great way to spend a few days with a book. This book is nonfiction, history, and biography, and all of the information has been thoroughly researched. There are almost 50 pages of works cited and consulted at the end of the book. Here's a quote from the website. Rocca is an expert researcher and storyteller. He draws on these skills here with his dogged reporting and trademark wit. Rocca brings these men and women back to life like no one else can. Obituaries is an insightful and unconventional account of the people who made life worth living for the rest of us. One that asks us to think about who gets remembered and why. As far as the content of the book, Mo takes on well-known and not-so-well-known personalities to give information missing from the official obituaries. He adds new dimension to some names immediately familiar, like Billy Carter and Audrey Hepburn. He pairs obituaries of people who died on the same day, like Farrah Fawcett and Michael Jackson, or Sammy Davis Jr. and Jim Henson, and lets us know which one rated the above-the-fold notice in the newspaper. He notes several surprising advocates for justice, including Elizabeth Taylor and Lord Byron. Side note, I talked about George Gordon Lord Byron in a previous podcast. He's the author of my personal favorite love poem, She Walks in Beauty. Also speaking of Byron, Rocca includes a chapter on Ada Lovelace. She was the daughter of Byron and apparently wrote the first ever computer program. It was an algorithm to calculate a series of numbers called the Bernoulli sequence. Lovelace was a mathematical visionary. Unfortunately, in 1851, she is diagnosed with cancer and died at the age of 36, the same age at which her father had passed. In addition to telling the stories of people, Mo Rocca includes other dead things, dragons, countries, station wagons, and sports teams. A highlight for football fans, especially if you cheer on the SEC, as most of us in the South do, is the coverage of the murder of Auburn's Live Oaks of Toomer's Corner and his attempt to understand this heinous killer. I had heard a bit about this story from my friend Brenda, who's an Auburn fan, but I enjoyed hearing and reading and learning the entire story. You are listening to Read Astray. I'm Laura, your book review host from the Henson Oakley Podcast Center. Have your teeth shown some discoloration lately? Teeth whitening is a great way to offset this discoloration and maintain a beautiful, healthy smile. Henson Oakley on West Jackson Street offers Zoom teeth whitening For a wider, brighter smile, visit Henson Oakley Family Dentistry and see if Zoom teeth whitening might be right for you. While reading obituaries, one can learn so much history, all told in Rocca's quirky style, and I, for one, love quirky. For example, Mo writes, "How did Founding Father Thomas Paine, the man who inspired the American Revolution with his pamphlet Common Sense, end up with just six people at his funeral, and his obit summed up in the single line, he had lived long, did some good, and much harm?" I knew a bit about Thomas Paine, but I definitely learned quite a great deal more from Mo Rocca. In this chapter, Mo addresses what he calls first-tier founding fathers, such as Washington, Franklin, Jefferson, and Adams, and compares them to what he terms second-tier founding fathers. These are figures who had an impact on the founding of our country, but never achieved positive notoriety. The second-tier founding fathers include Paine, but also Governor Morris, Roger Sherman, and John Paul Jones. Mo frequently inserts humor in his writing, such as when he includes an aside for John Paul Jones, claiming that not only was he the founder of the American Navy, but he went on to become the basis for Led Zeppelin. In the chapter on Thomas Paine, we learn that Paine not only did not receive an official monument, he didn't even receive a proper burial. The Quakers would not allow him to be buried in their cemetery, so he was buried under a tree on his farm. 10 years after his burial, he was dug up and taken to England to receive an actual proper monument. Unfortunately, instead, his remains were left in a trunk in an attic for over 20 years. Eventually, his bones were dispersed all over the globe, his jawbone in England, his skull in Australia. Some bones were even made into buttons and used on garments. This led Mo into another aside in which he writes about other famously disembodied body parts, such as Einstein's brain, Galileo's middle finger, and Louis XIV's heart. Yet another part of this chapter, Mo writes an obit for an obsolete letter, the long S, which apparently was used from 1500s to 1803. In case you haven't picked up on Rocca's quirky sense of humor, to end this chapter, he compares Thomas Paine to the rapper T-Pain. If I gleaned all of that covered in just 16 pages on Thomas Paine, imagine the wealth of information in the entire 300-page book. Rocca's style is easy, casual, conversational, and fun. He shares information without pretension. Mobituaries is the kind of book you can pull out whenever you have a few minutes. Of course, if you're like me, it will be hard to put it down. I got much more out of it when I took it a chapter at a time and savored every bit of that chapter because it's so filled with information. Then I slept on it, I talked about it, and I even revisited it before moving to another chapter. It's also the kind of book that a reader will just have to share with whomever may be around, either reading aloud or regaling a part or two or three or four, and I am guilty of doing exactly that. Mobituaries is the sort of nonfiction book I enjoy. It's not too serious, but it's well-researched and accurate. This book is exceptional because of its intimacy. Rocca freely shares his feelings and opinions, but also because of its conversational prose style. Meticulous research, Rocca's endless curiosity about what makes people tick, and his compassion for those who, through no fault of their own, failed to accomplish their goals. I highly recommend not only picking up a copy of Mobituaries, but also checking out the podcast version. Hearing Mo tell the stories is certainly an added bonus. This book also makes a great gift, which is how I came to read it. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm always open for book recommendations or ideas and format suggestions. You can access me through social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Tune in next time for another book review. And until then, happy reading.
You've been listening to Read Astray. Download your favorites and keep up with new episodes in the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center.